是提摩太前书四章十二节。
And this is geared especially for our youth, our teenagers.
这个真的是针对我们的青少年人的。
Don't let anyone look down on you because you are young, but set an example for the believers in speech and life, in love, in faith, and in purity.
不要叫人小看你年轻，总要在言语、行为、爱心、信心上和纯洁上，都作为信徒的榜样。
A lot of times, I've heard pastors say, they talk about youth as though they're in a transitional state and one day they'll be used by God.
有时候我听到牧师讲，青少年人好像是个过渡的时期，好像总有一天神就要用他们。
But that's really not biblical. If you look at the Bible and look at men that were used in the Bible, such as Timothy,
这个其实是不是像圣经这样写的？如果特别是我们看到提摩太前书这一段
，They were used as teenagers and mother, Jesus's Mary, Jesus's mother.
这个是用在青少年人上，也是用在好像妈妈上，就是好像耶稣的妈妈玛利亚。
Now I have a question for parents, and that is, who is in charge of teaching your youth and your children the Word of God?
我对父母有一个问题，就是说谁有责任教导我们的青少年人，我们的孩子呢？
Now I know some people take the approach of kind of like a delivery service. They drop their kids off in front of the church and hope to pick them up all ready with all the Bible knowledge they need to know when they come to pick them up.
好像有一些人好像就是送货员一样，他们把孩子放到教会，之后呢，教会教导完了，他们就来把他拿走。
And the church does try its best to equip and to teach our children and our young people.
我们教会是尽力的。把那个青少年教好。
But let's look at the Bible, Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 4 through 9, what it says.
那我们看一看《生命记》六章四到九节是怎么写的呢？
Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength. These commandments that I give you today are to be upon your hearts. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home.When you walk along the road, when you lie down, and when you get up, tie them as symbols on your hands and bind them on your foreheads. Write them on the door frames of your houses and on your gates.
生命记六章四节，以色列啊，你要听耶和华我们神是独一的主，你要尽心尽性尽力爱耶和华你的神。我今日所吩咐你的话都要记在心上，也要。殷勤教训你的儿女，无论你坐在家里，行在路上，躺下起来，都要谈论，也要系在手上为记号，戴在额上为经文，又要写在你房屋的门框上，并你的城门上。
So, church, it's your responsibility to teach your children, to teach your youth the Word of God.
所以这个是每一个时期都有机会是教导你的儿女神的教训。
Now a lot of times, mom ends up doing that job, and she does it usually pretty well.
很多时候就是妈妈们有这样的承受了这个的责任，很多时候他们都做得很好。
But a lot of times, moms step in because dads were not doing our jobs, we're not leading, we're not teaching the word of God to our children, we're busy.
有的时候是因为爸爸们太忙，所以妈妈就要进来去教导孩子，因为爸爸没有尽他们的责任。
And I have to be careful myself, so I'm in the same boat. I have to be careful that their dad is teaching them the Word of God daily.
所以我也是这样，我也要小心。有时候，真的是我们爸爸们也要有这样的责任。
Now I want to briefly go over, My parents, who actually went to Guatemala to be with us and to enhance our trips and to help us a lot.
其实牧师的爸爸妈妈 也去了危地马拉，一起跟他们去，一起啊帮忙他，他们是非常大的帮忙。
I was very blessed for my parents. They didn't always teach, but they lived out the Christian life, and I got to see them do that.
我真的很有福气啊！我的爸爸妈妈啊，他们可能有啊，不是每一个时间都讲口里头叫，但是他这真的是生活里头。把那个耶稣的教训行出来。
So this is my Baba here, and
这个是我爸爸。
And he's holding one of the orphans in the orphanage in Guatemala.
他是抱着一个在危地马拉一个孤儿。
I also thought it was cool when we went on our boat trip. This is our boat guide. I noticed my father was sharing the gospel message to the boat guy.
我们去危地马拉的时候，我们坐了一个船。这个是我爸爸跟开船的人分享福音。
And this is my mom. She's sharing some food with the orphan.
这个是我妈妈跟那个孤儿一起分享一些食物。
And then she's doing puppets to the kids.
跟着她用一个手的木偶跟孩子逗他们。
But I wanted to take a look at our own Christian walk and what Eagle's Nest is doing and that what we were a part of.During our trip,
我们去那个地方叫老鹰巢的地方。我们可以看看在那里我们干了什么。
It says in James 1:27, "Religion that God our Father accepts as pure as faultless as this: to look after orphans and widows in their distress, and to keep oneself from being polluted by the world."
这是雅各书一章二十七节。在神我们的父面前，那清洁没有沾污的虔诚，就是看顾在患难中的孤儿寡妇，并且保守自己不沾染世俗。
It was very touching for me to experience that with my own kids. A couple of my kids went to Guatemala, and that's Jadlin working with one of the orphanage kids.
我看到我有两个孩子，我自己的孩子也跟我们一起去了危地马拉，他。我看到他跟一个孤儿的时候，我非常的感动。
And this is Emily and the girls, and they're playing soccer, which is the most popular sport there with the boys.
也是一个 Emily, 她跟他们那里的那些孩子一起玩足球，就是那里最受欢迎的一个体育。
So Eagle's Nest takes care of orphans, but they also feed and clothe the poor through a program called Manna.
在那里他们是看顾一些孤儿，但是他们也给一些贫穷的人一起给他们食物，给他们衣服就是一个计划，叫一个马拉计划。
It says in Matthew 25 verses 37 through 40.Then the righteous will answer him, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink? When did we see you as a stranger and invite you in, or needing clothes and clothe you? When did we see you sick or in prison and go to visit you? The king will reply, I tell you the truth, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers of mine, you did for me.
就好像马太福音二十五章三十七到四十节一样。他说，一人就回答说，主啊，我们什么时候见你饿了给你吃，渴了给你喝，什么时候见你做客旅留你住，或者是赤身露体给你穿，又什么时候见你病了，或者是在监里来看你呢？王要回答说，我实在告诉你们，这些事你们既坐在或者弟兄中一个最小的身上，就是坐在我身上了。
And this is a picture I didn't realize, but they don't all. They don't just feed kids in the surrounding areas, but a lot of these kids are mothers are widows from their fathers being killed in different accidents and different things.
其实我那个时候没有注意到。其实他不只是给附近的一些孤儿是他们食物给他们食物。其实这些孤儿也是照顾很多寡妇，因为这些寡妇他们的丈夫有时候因为 其他的原因或者是有意外的话是出事了，也是不只是附近的，也是有一些比较远的地方那些寡妇。
So there's 50 kids they feed Monday through Friday for lunch every day, and they also play games and share the gospel message with them.
他们照顾50个孤儿，星期一到星期五给他们午餐。
And this is a separate program from the orphanage.
这个是跟孤儿院那个事工另外的一个事工。
Oh, this is our youth painting a school. There's a Christian school that they started, and we got to paint it.
那里有一个基督教的一个学校，我们的青少年为他们刷墙。
This was working with the manna feeding program. This is our youth handing out toys to the children that come each day.
这个是马拿食物计划里头。我们的青少年给小孩子一些小的玩具。
And so if you had given toys away, that's where they went.
如果你前几个星期把一些小玩具拿过来的话，这些玩具就到了他们的手上。
So, Eagle's Nest also, provides, a school, an orphanage, and a feeding program. They also take care of widows. Matthew 28, 18 through 20.
这个老鹰巢的地方，他们给孤儿寡妇，给他们穿，给他们吃，照顾他们。我们现在看马太福音28章。
Then Jesus came to them and said, All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you, and surely I'm with you always to the very end of the age.
马太福音28章18节，耶稣近前来对他们说，天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了，所以你们要去使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗，凡我所吩咐你们的都要教训他们遵守，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
And we're done today. If you're interested in helping some of the children, they do a sponsorship program for the kids.
我今天要讲的就完了，但是如果你们想帮助那里的孤儿，如果你想要及时帮助他们的话，
Guatemala has stopped adoptions 4 years ago, so there's no revenue coming into the orphanage or to the Eagle's Nest. No money coming in because there's no adoptions allowed in the country anymore.
Okay. 危地马拉现在已经不没有进行这个领养的没有可能再领养了，所以已经没有外来的钱给他们。
Yeah, before they had actually used the orphanage money that when the kids were adopted out, they used that to help pay for all the workers and the food and those type of things. And they stopped the adoption 4 years ago and they used up all their funds.
Okay, 因为那里的孤儿院以前呢是经过有人在外面领养的时候给他们钱，他们就用这个钱去维持他们的支出。现在四年前已经再没有那个领养的那个施工，所以他们就那个以前的钱就用光了。
So currently they're taking care of 40 children.
现在他们照顾40个孤儿。
And these are some just pictures I took of the kids.
这是一些孤儿的照片。
And one of the nice things is they don't just take care of them physically, but they've started a Christian school for them to attend, and they take care, and they also started a church. They built a church, those were all through donations from people from the United States.
他们不只是照顾他们生活上的需要，他们也有办一个基督教的一个学校，也开始了一个教会给他们，所有的费用都是由我们 美国的人捐钱出来去维持的。
And our youth were so touched that they will tell you a little bit about that. First, I'm going to start with having Jadelyn and Emily and Samantha Lynn. They spent the most time with the orphan kids, and they're going to come share with you. And we'll set up. Can we have some men in the back bring up about 6 or 7 chairs to the front right here?
我看到我们的青少年，我真的是非常的感动。我现在请Jaylene、Emily 跟 Samantha Lynn 出来给你们分享一下。
Okay, and if you guys could just set those up right to my left. Yeah, we can use some chairs over here.
我们大概有六七个人的椅子可以拉出来。
Okay, and so girls, come on over, and I'm gonna hand it over to the youth.Now,
我就把以下的时间给青少年。
大家好，我的名字是 Emily， 然后就是 Sam 跟 Jade。我们今天要为大家介绍一下我们瓜地马拉的短宣。
所以那很多很多孩子，很穷，他们，30% 不，只有30% 会上学。70% 是很穷的，然后
所以只有超过75%的人民都极端的贫穷，所以大部分的人在那里都住在像都他们的房子都是像土，都是用土做的，而且大部分都养很多像动物什么的，然后他们在瓜地马拉会种很多咖啡豆、甘蔗和香蕉。然后其实瓜地马拉离这里蛮近的，只有像差不多5个小时。所以我们在那里待的地方叫 Eagle's Nest， 然后它是一个基督徒的孤儿院。他们现在无法领养出来，所以他们设立1978年，然后位于海拔7000英尺，他们那里被3个火山与一个火山湖包围着。Eagle's Nest 有43个孤儿，然后他们那里住着3个宣教士家庭，他们那里也有一个1到6年级的学校，有3个住宅公寓，而且也有一个游泳池。Pastor Steve 也已经讲过，他们也有一个 Man of Feeding Program。
Okay， okay， so the work we did， well, the first day, we would sort clothes because the orphanage would get donations of clothes, but they never have time to sort them.
So 第一天我们就把有一些人捐出来的衣服，我们把它分类。
So that's pictures of us sorting clothes, and the boys made shelves that. When we were done sorting the clothes, we could put them in bins and then put the bins on shelves. That way, it'd be a lot easier and more organized to get to. And then we also, So the boys were busy working on shelves, and then Emily, Sam, and I would paint the shelves. So.
那这里是有一些照片，我们在分开这些衣服。男孩子们他们做了很多的架子。跟着我们把衣服放在一个框里头，跟着放在那个架子上，让他们很整洁那样。 他们也把那个那些架子把它粉刷了，这些小孩的照片。
哦 ，OK， 然后其实我们女生大部分的时间都在孤儿院里面，虽然 Pastor C 蛮生气的，但是我们还是在那里，大部分时间都在那里，像我们每天早上都跑到楼上去，帮忙孤儿院他们的妈妈，有时候我们会像帮他们清理，而且其实大部分的时候我们都在跟他们玩，但是呢，我们有时候也会像跟他们。有时候会为他们读故事什么的。So, Eagles Nest 有，我这是已经有时已经讲过，但是有43个小孩子，其实他们每个月，有时候都会找到一些新的小孩子，所以上次我们去的时候其实只有40个。他们那里把小孩子分类成5个房间，而且他们6点半起床，然后8点半睡觉。这就是一些小孩子 I guess。你看这里的美国人，他就是一个，就是那里宣教士的女儿，然后这里就是他们，小孩子有些像小小孩睡的房间，然后这些就是我们的照片，而且这有更多，这是一个妈妈，然后她。其实那里只有5、6个妈妈，然后大部分的时候，他们一个人需要照顾像5、6个小孩。那里小孩其实也都蛮乖的。
Okay, so, here we have a girl named Claudia, and she was really sweet. And on our last day there, she gave us little notes saying like, "Oh, we'll miss you" and stuff.
这个是第一个是 Claudia， 她是很真的是非常甜美的一个孩子。她我们走的时候，她给了我一个小条，就是说我会不舍得你们。
And then the girl right beside her, Rosita, she was really nice and like she liked to talk and like play with us.And then,
Rosita 第二个，她真的是很好的一个小女孩。
And then, there's a baby named Lizzie, and I think she's one of the newer ones. We didn't get to like be with her too much. And then
Lizzie 她是比较一个刚到的一个孤儿。
Okay, and then, Okay, then Minor, he's right there. He's a little brother of one of the older orphan guys.
他第二行第一个 Minor， 他是一个比较年纪大的一个孤儿的一个小弟弟。
And then the next one is Juan Carlos. He was always like really funny and like to walk around.
第二个是 Juan Carlos， 他很爱开玩笑。
And then a little girl named Evelyn. We didn't see her because she's like one of the newest kid or something.
Evelyn 旁边 Evelyn 我没有跟她太多的接触，她是比较新的一个孩子。
And then Marisol.She was like really cute, and when we would go up there, like all the little girls and little babies would like smile and play, and like want you to do something with them.
Marisol, 她是一个很可爱的小孩，其他的小孩都喜欢跟她玩。
And then there's Kevin. He was really funny. He liked to One time he was sitting with Emily and reading a book or something. So Emily was reading a book. Like, yeah.
Kevin, 最后一个 Kevin, 他总爱开玩笑啊。
Okay. The first boy up there, his name is Eber. Okay. And he and the boy.Beneath him, Aliseo, they were both really good at soccer, which they played every day.
Okay, 第一个 Albert 跟下面那个小孩 他们最爱玩足球，他们每天都踢足球。
OK，我需要我讲一下 Albert 的故事。其实，他虽然看起来像个很开心的小男孩，但是，他其实十二岁，但他的父母以前是 drug addicts， 然后呢，他们每一次我那个 high， 他们就把他关在房子外面，然后呢，他有三个兄弟姐妹，所以他其实以前很辛苦。
所以这是那个 man feeding program， 他们是那个 orphanage 为了50个孩子，他们那些孩子从很远走来吃饭，他们吃完饭的时候，我们就是跟他们玩游戏和游泳。
这就是我们的一些照片，然后你可以看到他们吃的食物大部分每一天都是一样的东西，就是像 rice and tortillas and beans。 其实我们在这里在跟他们玩像一个气球的游戏，然后我们在游泳 kind of。 So 最后一天晚上 I guess 那里 宣教士的小孩，他名字叫 Addison， 他就鼓励我们一定要回到美国的时候，一定不要忘记这些小孩子，然后呢，一定可以想方式他们改变他们的生命，所以我们发现 Eagles Nest 非常需要我们经济上的帮忙，所以呢，我们就开始做这些像小小的手链，然后呢，每一条卖2块钱，所以。 我们可以达到我们1000块钱的目标，我们现在其实已经快要到900块钱了，所以靠你们的帮助，我今天可能可以到1000块钱。So 我们崇拜完，我们会在走廊里面买，谢谢大家的帮助。
Youth, come on up. I think it is amazing that they actually did it in Chinese. So.
真的是有一点意外，他们都说中文。
I wanted to give all the youth a... one of the young men weren't able to join us today, but the youth that are here, they want to share a little bit about what touched them while they were there that week.
有一些去了的那些青少年今天不能跟我们一起，但是在座的他们会分享一下他们的经验。
Okay, so first of all, I want to say thank you so much to the church and you guys.
首先我们要谢谢你们。 教会的人。
My grandparents that took us, when we were younger, they would always tell us that we were going to someday go with them.
我们年轻的时候，我们的父母 ，sorry， 他们说有一天，父母他们要带他们去。
And so this trip was really exciting because I've been looking forward to it for a really long time, and I'm really glad that I got to go. And
so I've been waiting for this trip for a long time. I really want to go.
And while I was there, all the kids, they were like. They loved to be around you and play.
我们在那里的时候，所有的孩子都非常的喜欢跟我们在一起，跟我们一起玩。
And I noticed that they were really happy and like whenever we would go up there, they were just always excited to see you and they were just so happy.
我注意到他们都是很快乐 很喜乐的小孩我们去的时候他们都非常的兴奋跟我们 在一起。
And I was like, wow, they're so happy. And then even when I'm at home, sometimes I'm not that happy. And like,
我就注意到哇，他们那么的喜乐，那么快乐。有时候我自己都没有那么快乐。
So, yeah, I'll never forget them.
我永远都不会忘记他们。
I think they were very sweet, even though they didn't have much, and like they were always happy.
那些 小孩虽然他们没有很多的东西，他们都非常的快乐。
They were very tough and like even like they would like they weren't afraid of a lot of things. They would like walk on the edge of a cliff and just not be afraid.
他们都很健康，很也不害怕什么。有时候他们在原啥的地方走，他们也不害怕。
他们是，我觉得他们爱上谁都可以，不管你是长什么样子，你做什么，他们就爱上你，你只要爱他们 back。
OK， 我我觉得去瓜地马拉的短宣是个非常改变生命的体验。我在那里最值得回忆是，有一次我在孤儿院里面跟小孩子们读故事。虽然我的西班牙文其实说的蛮差的，但是我还是跟他们讲故事。我觉得他们可能有时候听不懂我在讲什么，但是他们还是很高兴我可以。这样子跟他们说故事，因为他们从来没有父母可以跟他们坐在一起，坐在他的膝上跟他们讲故事，所以我觉得这些小孩子让我生命真的有改变，因为我回来之后我才看到我全部所拥有的，然后每一次我看到我有这些东西，我就会感到非常的感恩。And 我觉得我明年是非常想要再回去，然后再去看这些小孩子。
Okay, I'll speak in English.
我用英文讲。
So what really hit me hard was that a girl my age spoke about her Christian life over there in Guatemala.
我最令我印象深刻的是一个像我差不多大的一个孩子跟我讲他在基督里头的生活。
She told us that no matter how old you are, how young you are, you could always change. You could always do something to change something, and that affected me.
他告诉我无论你是多大年纪多小，你都可以把一些东西改变。
Yeah, I guess I'm changing now.
我现在也有很大的改变。
On Thursday night, all the kids on the surrounding cities, like Solola, come up on the mountain and they have youth group. A missionary named
对不起，星期四晚上啊、在附近的城市的小孩都到我们那里啊、有青少年的活动。星期四晚上。
A missionary named Pedro is their youth pastor.
其中一个是一个青少年的牧师。
On the Thursday we were there, we joined their youth group.
星期四那天我们参加他们的青少年活动。
Pedro talked about 2 Corinthians 6. The verse he used was 2 Corinthians 6, 19 and 20. It said, Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit? You were bought at a price. Therefore, honor God with your body.
有一个他讲到题目哥林多后书 You're going to help me a little bit here.哥伦多前书六章十九到二十节六章十九到二十节就是你们不知道你们的身体就是那位住在你们里面的圣灵的殿吗这圣殿是你们从神那里领受的你们不是属于自己的1920十节因为你们是用重价买回来的所以你们务要用自己的身体荣耀神
He told us that because we are temples of God we shouldn't limit ourselves in what we do and we should be able to go above and beyond and help people
因为你的身体是神的殿所以你们不要用自己的身体困着你可以做什么你要超越自己所想象可以做的为神做工
This really hit me hard and now I try to do what he said
我真的是有非常深的印象所以现在我就真的是希望我可以做到这些
One thing I remember from going to Guatemala was how happy the kids were with their simple pleasures.
有一个我最记得的就是在瓜地马拉的小孩，他们是多么的快乐。
I remember the first day we played with the feeding program kids.
我第一次去那个帮助那个喂养计划的时候。
We were trying to think of a game to play with them.
我们组织了一些游戏跟他们玩。
But it turns out they were happy with just hitting balloons in the air.
他们好像自己玩，用玩自己的气球，也让他们更快乐。
So that kind of made me realize how little they had, and that even a simple thing like playing with balloons could make them so happy.
所以让我认识到他们是所拥有的是那么小就是只是玩什么小气球都令他们那么的快乐
Yeah, so I'm really grateful that I got to go to Guatemala I really learned a lot
所以我非常的感恩我可以去瓜地马拉因为我学了很多
Okay, well, one thing I enjoyed doing in Guatemala was getting involved with the manna feeding program there
我非常在瓜地马拉很喜欢的一个工作就是在那里我跟他帮助了那里的喂养计划
So during noon on Monday through Wednesday they would come up the mountain and we would serve them lunch
星期一到星期三他们上山我们就给他们午餐
And afterwards we would play games with them and then we would give them some toys that we brought.
之后我们跟他们一起玩游戏也给他们一些小玩具。
And when we played games with them and we gave them toys, it became apparent to me how little that they had.
当我们给他们玩游戏跟给他们玩具的时候我认识到他们拥有的是那么的小。
because they found joy in the simplest of things, and if we did those things with the kids here, they would probably feel really bored.
因为他们有在很小的简单的事上，他们都得到很大的喜乐，啊，对比在这里的小孩，可能他们就觉得很没有意思。
And it really just made me think twice about all that I had.
啊，我真的是回想我所有拥有的东西。
Because here, a lot of things we take for granted, like our clothes, our shelter, our education.
我们在这里拥有的我们的衣服，我们的教育，我们的住宅，我们都没有觉得什么。
But over there, those things, like the people there, just don't take these things for granted because they're not needs. They're like something that's special to them.
在那里的人，这个是对他们很重要的事啊。他们绝不对他们绝不简单，他们是差不多是最重要的事啊。这个不是他们很容易拿到的东西。
So going on this trip really changed my view about what I had.
所以去了这个短川，真的是改变了我对我所拥有的东西，我的真的很大的改变。
Let's give these youth a hand. We also want to thank you for helping financially, helping us. If you don't know, you guys helped about 40% of our trip for the youth, and this was a big deal to invest in our youth.
我们也谢谢你们，因为你们在财务上真的帮忙我们很多。这个你们所赚出来的钱，可以cover 我们这个短暂的 40%的支出我们都可以用得上。
And the purpose on a mission trip is not only to help people over there, but it's to help us as Americans.
短川不只是帮助那里当地的人，也是帮助我们。
And it changed the youth's lives, but it also changed my life too.
他们改变了这些青少年人的生命，也改变了我的生命。
Okay, quickly, if you can turn out the lights, youth, you can turn your seats around, and we've got a video for you.
所以我们现在可以看他们的短片。